Hi, this is DJ City from the Japan Experience Podcast with another episode for you guys of Cracking the Vault. Just a little bit of a news for you guys, what's going on here. Number one, the show is going to be moving to a new website, hopefully soon. Yay. We are also going to be moving myself, my personal belongings, everything is in a move position right now. We haven't decided where we're moving, but we're moving soon. So as soon as we get the move all done, I'll let you guys know. And hopefully me and Gladiator can get back together and start recording more episodes of TJX. Because honestly, I love doing it. He loves doing it. So we're going to try to make it work, people. What can I say? My life has been like everywhere this past 2 years. And it's been really hard to get a show recorded for you guys because I've been everywhere. Moving is not fun. Trust me. You do not want to do it. But you probably already know that. So let's get on with the show, shall we? This episode of Cracking the Vault. And welcome to another exciting venture of WAWL Tokyo Tower with DJ City and DJ Gladiator for Cracking the Vault.
That's right. And we're going to crack it wide open.
We're gonna
and
crack
way
it like,
deep.
We're going to crack it like the British crack the crackers.
Okie dokie.
Well, hey, I'm trying something new.
Why not?
So anyways, we're back once again here for Tokyo Tower. Trying something new, trying cracking the vault open again. But we're going to get a little bit of headbanging here.
That's
we're going
right.
to grow the hair long, 80s hair, bringing back the 80s.
We're going to do some J-Rock.
Yes, we're looking into the grungy J-Rock. Back in the day when we were listening to Nirvana, what were they listening to over in Japan? The one, the only greatest female of all time, Nanase.
Yes, Aikawa Nanase is the full name, just to let you know. And we're talking about her first album where she made the big breakthrough.
Which is also a track name.
Yeah. Well, no, Breakout.
Well, Breakout, yes. Her hit, her Breakout album. That's what you should
yes.
put it.
The Breakout album, Red.
Yes. Which was released when?
Oh, way back there, 1996.
Also, just before you got to Japan.
Yes.
Ah, and this album, how many did it sell again? Was it
it's
double platinum, double million?
Yeah, it was. It sold over 2 million copies.
Okay.
And there were four singles off of it. We've already mentioned one, Breakout. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Breakout single was not Breakout. It was actually her debut single, which was Yumemiru Shoujo ja Irarenai.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me to say it a little bit slower right now, because for some reason I can only say it fast.
That's because the song says it fast, too.
Yes. Then you also have Bye Bye, and the other one is Like a Hard Rain.
Like a Hard Rain, da 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 da.
Yes.
Oh, Like a Hard Rain. It just has this bomb, 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 bomb. It has that nice beat to it, and
yep.
Oh. I'm telling you, when I think of any type of J-Rock, Nanase comes up as the queen of J-Rock.
Definitely.
I mean, we're not sure if she's still called the queen of J-Rock, but when you think of anything that's rock in Japan and you're talking the female aspect, Nanase is right at the very top.
That's right.
You talk about J-Rock, anyone that you say you listen to Nanase, people will be like, oh, yeah, she was good back in the day.
That she was.
I think also she worked with a lot of other artists, but this is just getting a little bit offside, older stuff. When she did Are You Okay, she actually got the guy, lead guitarist from Megadeth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To perform with him.
Yeah, I think he actually did, appeared on several tracks, and even went touring with her for a while.
Yeah, I think he also went touring with her when she first came out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just to show you, like, we're not talking about someone who's old and really doesn't have any connection anymore. We're talking about something that was just like something you never saw before.
Yeah, and of course, like most rock around the world, you figure it's all guys, because that's all you hear, whether it's heavy metal or regular rock or whatever, it's just a lot of guys singing. So this is why she's the queen, because there's so few female artists, especially in Japan, that go on the rock side.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, when I think rock, these are the groups I think of, okay? I think of Japan X, I think of Glay,
yep.
Larkin Shell, Darren Gray. You know, those groups ring back in my head as the real J-Rocks of Japan.
Yes, definitely.
The hard... But Nanase is like a beast on her own.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, her music, you listen to it and you know you're listening to something heavy.
And that was what was so much fun about it.
Yeah. And not to get me wrong, but she had a lot of other great albums after that first album.
Yep.
And a lot of her singles that still stand up to time. I think one of them has to be Nostalgia. Still stands up to this time right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
As still a great rock ballad. But even Like a Hard Rain still has that hard edge cut to it. Breakout is another one that really has a hard edge to
it. Yep.
And as much as I like Nanase, I really think that she's probably going to come up with a third ID album. I think she's ready for it now.
Yeah, she could come out with one. I actually heard rumors that she's working on new stuff.
Oh, that'd be great.
She tried a group rock stuff, a year ago. They released one single, which was kind of weird because there was an episode in the or there was a Kurt one scene in the PV where she apparently actually kissed another woman.
Oh, I remember that. That was another side of her that she was trying out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't do too well.
No, but I've heard rumors that she's back recording on her own, and a new album is possibly coming out.
Okay. Now, there's something interesting about Red that we were talking about, that Red, the album itself, that one person is what really brought her out.
Yeah. Tetsuro Oda is the man behind Nanase, especially early on, her first few albums.
Really? He's the guy that brought Nanase to the map, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what I find... I'm just thinking, like, what song should we use that really represents her?
I think it's got to be her debut single.
Really?
Yume Miru Shoujo Irare Nai.
You really think so, eh?
Whenever I think of Nanase, that's the first song I want to hear.
Well, you're going to hear it first right now on WAWL, Rebbe, Chattanooga.
As you know, we can't play the songs at the end of each episode. Unfortunately, we are not on the radio, so this is the podcast. So what you're going to have to do is go to our website at jrajio.net. That's JRAJIO.net. On our webpage, we're going to have a link for this music. We're going to have a link to the show notes. And you can find out everything that we talked about on the show by going to that website. And remember, though, also is that don't forget, we are still doing new episodes of Tokyo Towers Cracking the Vault, which are not going to be up this week, but they should be up within the weeks coming up. I've just been so busy with work right now, and I apologize for not having an opening for this show, but the show is basically explanatory now. You guys have heard every episode, so that's why we are not recording openings anymore. But from everyone here at TJX and Tokyo Tower, have yourself a great day. Janne, and good night.